I love to celebrate anniversaries. Absolutely love to celebrate anniversaries. That's why I remember so many of them. There are several that I like to celebrate. December 16th is my birthday. December 19th is my parents' wedding anniversary, several years before my birthday. October 30th is the day I was confirmed and received First Communion. March 29th is the day I was ordained a deacon. June 6th is the day I was ordained a priest. And July 10th is the day that I became pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes. One anniversary, however, is more important than all of the others. It's the 9th of April, the day I was baptized. More important than the day I was born into this world is the day that I was born of water and the Spirit. More important than the day that I became a father in God is the day that I became a child of God. I can only walk in faith today because my parents carried me in faith on a day long ago. Everything in our lives of faith flows from the waters of baptism. Today in the gospel, we hear the testimony of John the Baptist about the baptism of the Lord Jesus. John tells us his own experience of baptizing Jesus. So last week, we heard the event of Christ's baptism. We saw the water pour last week. Today, each of us returns to the banks of the River Jordan, and we reflect on the meaning of our own baptism. Who are you? I'm a child of God. Baptism gives us our identity. In the waters of baptism, we were claimed by Christ. We were adopted as beloved children of the Most High God. The Lord Jesus, the beloved Son of the Father, gives each of us a share in his own relationship with the Father. We were baptized into him. And as he is the beloved Son, in him we are the beloved children. In baptism, we receive our identity as children of God. Who are you? I'm a child of God invited to the banquet of heaven. Baptism draws us to the celebration of the Eucharist. In baptism, we receive a mark on our souls that can never be taken away. We cannot ever lose the mark or the character of our baptism. It's called indelible. It's permanent. It's there for all eternity. We cannot lose the character of our baptism. We can lose the grace of baptism through sin, but we cannot lose the mark. The mark on our souls allows us and invites us to participate in divine worship. The mark on the soul of a baptized child of God gives each of them, that is each of us, a place in the celebration of the Eucharist. In our baptism, each of us became a royal priest in the kingdom of God. And as royal priests, we receive the privilege to join in the celebration of the Eucharist so that the daily sacrifices of our lives of faith can be united to the one sacrifice of Christ. The mark on your soul enables you to offer yourself completely to Christ as he offers himself completely on the altar. With the mark of Christ the High Priest on my soul, and the royal mark of the baptismal priesthood on your souls, we together join in Christ for the single act of worship of the Father. We're actually dependent on each other to offer the sacrifice. And from the acceptable sacrifice, we receive the grace of the sacraments. Who are you? I'm a child of God living a life in grace. Baptism admits us to the sacramental life. St. Ambrose and St. Leo, they're over there in the window. St. Ambrose and St. Leo the Great teach us that when the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, the power and the presence of his earthly ministry passed into the sacraments. In the celebration of the sacraments of the church, we encounter the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus. Baptism admits us to life in union with Christ Jesus through our participation in the sacraments. The life that we receive in baptism is strengthened in the sacrament of confirmation. When divine life and the grace of God are rejected and lost through serious sin, the life of grace is restored in the sacrament of reconciliation. When illness and suffering afflict us, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick unites us more deeply to Christ and His cross and strengthens us with His healing grace. And in the sacraments of vocation, in marriage and in holy orders, we share in the love of Christ and bring new life to the kingdom. And in our reception of the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion, we are transformed into the one whom we receive. Through our participation in the sacraments of Christ, we grow into the likeness of Christ. We become the people that we were created to be. We claim our identity as beloved children of the loving Father. We offer our lives in union with Christ, our High Priest, in the sacrifice of the Eucharist. And through our sacramental life on earth, we are prepared to embrace the eternal life of heaven. Who are you? I'm a child of God on my pilgrimage to heaven. And now we come to the feast of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here we are welcomed. Here we are nourished. Here we are recognized and received as beloved children of the loving Father. Amen.